You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I'm not a doctor, so...
It's questionable. Questionable concern.
All right.
On 95.7 The Game.
You want to clap with me?
Depends. What are we clapping for?
I believe in Steven Vogt. I believe in Steven Vogt. I believe in Steven Vogt. I believe in Steven Vogt!
What do you believe about Steven Vogt?
I believe that he should have been the Giants manager 2 years ago, and I have a dream that maybe now that the Cleveland Guardians have been eliminated from the Major League Baseball playoffs, somehow they get him out of his contract there and bring him to the Bay.
So they're just going to fire him. He gone.
I don't think so.
No.
I'd like Steven to do maybe what I did when I was in San Diego and San Francisco called. Call a meeting with the boss.
Yep.
You begged the hell out of there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You begged your way out?
Hell yeah.
Come on, please.
I'm like, dog, you got to let me out of this contract because, like, that's way cooler than here.
Because we have no teams here, and I'm tired of talking about Manny Machado and Tatis.
You have one team, and I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
So
Aztec football, the schedule's out.
Oh, God.
Give us a call.
It was so rough.
I bet. I can't imagine.
Oh, my God. We're, like, making up sports.
Sure.
We're just like, I saw two guys racing down the street. One of them won.
Give us a call.
I'm like, what the hell are we doing? So, yeah, Steven Vogt signed a 3-year deal. We're 2 years in. They have been, they were bad all year, and then they made an amazing late-season run, and they won the division, and they hosted the Tigers, and the Tigers collapsed, and so then the Tigers went to Cleveland and beat them. So, on the Tigers go. They will be taking on the Seattle Mariners, and the Guardians will go home, and that's what Steven should do.
Right.
Come home.
He'd rather be here, and I mean home. It's not really his home. He played for the Oakland A's when they were the Oakland A's. But
and the Giants.
Sure.
For the Giants.
That's right.
Yeah.
Home. If you're Steven Vogt, you'd rather be in Cleveland.
I mean, he's from Visalia.
Okay.
It's not the Bay Area, but it's like...
I get it.
Right? He's a West Coast guy.
Sure.
Come on out to the warm weather, Steve.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Go 81 and 81 twice, and you'll be fired.
No.
That's how it works out here.
No, he could get to 85 wins next year.
I mean, Kepler had an historic year. Obviously. And then two mediocre years, and he got the Ziggy.
Yeah, but
And Bomel comes in, who is actually a Bay Area guy.
Yep.
And he got done. So yeah.
So Bob was plenty liked, but the job that Bob did didn't measure up. Gabe, the job he did measure up, but he wasn't liked. So that's what happened there. So now you need somebody to do a good job who's also well-liked. I believe in Stephen Vogt.
Sure.
I believe in Stephen Vogt.
It's a pipe dream.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
But I can still have it.
You can have it.
Kind of like the Niners winning tonight.
Right.
Pipe dream, but
well,
you can also
you can dream that they actually have Patrick Mahomes because Shanahan had a chance to draft him and he didn't. So you can have that pipe dream.
You could.
You're allowed to have whatever dream you want.
Yeah.
And it's funny about pipe and dream because a dream like this makes it seem like you're on the pipe.
No,
Stephen Vogt's not leaving Cleveland to come here.
I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think, but well, now why do you say it like that?
Because
I mean, he's under contract, but that's not like a, that's not like a better situation. The Giants have tremendously more resources than the Cleveland Guardians do.
But the Guardians are a playoff team and the Giants are, they reek of 81 and 81. That's all they ever do.
But nobody's ever, first of all, that's not all they ever do.
The last 4 years they've been right around there.
That's last 4 years. That's the whole idea of bringing in somebody new. Somebody new, the idea is to elevate. The idea is to take it somewhere, right? It's participate in the vision. This is what we're going to do next, and we believe in it, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the Cleveland Guardians, by the way, they won 88 games. It's not like they dominated the hell out of people.
Yeah.
So, look, I don't think it's going to happen contractually, but if you're asking me that these two things are sitting on a platter at a party, and which one are you going to grab and put on top of your cocktail napkin, the Giants managerial job over the Guardians managerial job every day of the week.
Didn't he have that choice last time around?
No, they didn't offer it to him.
But he was a managerial candidate at that time, right?
I
2 years ago,
so.
Before Bob Melvin, he wasn't yet the Guardians manager.
Are you saying, was he a Giants candidate or a managerial candidate?
Well, if he was not employed, then by virtue of him not having a manager's job, he was somebody who was out there that they could have.
Yeah, but I mean, that was a completely different regime.
Right.
That was Farhan.
There you go.
That was not Buster. So you said you wanted a catcher. Let's get a catcher.
A lot of catchers out there,
but
yeah.
Let's get one.
Get a catcher.
Anyway, that's enough of that. The Niners are playing in about 2 hours and 15 minutes. So 888-957-9570. Hey, if you do want to bark about quarterback for a sec, we found this. It's interesting. Steve Young, you've heard of him. He was on ESPN, PTI, and was asked, how hard is it to play quarterback when your big toesy hurts?
Yeah, I mean, it's the ligament of the big toe. And if you think about, like, if you're he's righty, so it's on his right foot, and that's the plant foot. That's think about standing on your heel off of your toes and trying to jump. You can't even get air. So the whole throw is really through your right big toe, if you want to think of it that way. So for Brock, you saw him last week. He had to stay off of it. So what you do is you start your throwing motion. You can't dig in with your toe, so you come over the top like a catapult, right? And then all of a sudden the throws are high. They're not as crisp, and it's like you have to manage. Now look. You know, people play hurt all the time. So you manage it. You have to figure it out. But you know that, like your thumb on a throwing hand, the big toe and the thumb are kind of related in how much drama there is in trying to overcome an injury like that.
I do think there's an interesting way to think about this. And I don't think it's too far down the road of a hypothetical. I don't know if everybody listening thinks it's absolutely crazy to think that the 49ers would win tonight. But if they do win tonight, I'll go ahead and predict that next week's going to be a real heavyweight fight amongst the fan base in terms of who should play quarterback. I mean, I don't know if they win 7-6 or something like that.
Right.
Last time the Niners played the Rams, the final score was 12-6. So if it's something like that, then, you know, never mind. And I'm with you with what you said on the crossover. I think that this is black and white can be. If he's healthy, he plays. He's your starter.
Right.
He's worth all the $265 million. That's how the organization sees him. They're not going to create any stuff. But, like, this toe, apparently just like a calf, it's real tricky. It's real tricky if you can just be like, I feel great. And then the game starts and you're like, I don't feel great anymore. This actually hurts. And I can't push off. And my throws are going to sail. I'm just telling you, I don't think the Niners have this inner angst. But if Mac Jones were to win a game tonight on the road against the division rivals to go 3-0 in the division
right.
with a skeleton receiving crew, you know this. A number of people are going to say two things. Either A, just give Brock a few weeks off to make sure he's healthy. And then there will also be the brigade that says, Mac plays until he loses. We heard that last week.
Sure. And the brigade, you can brigade all you want. And Mac can look great tonight and they can still lose. And that brigade will still be out there beating the drum and marching on, you know, Capitol Hill or whatever you want to say about it. But when Brock is healthy, Brock will play. And if you look at the analytics surrounding both of these two players, Brock Purdy in the elite analytics is having a good year through two games. Yep. And Mac Jones is dead, flat, mediocre, league-wide, and that's just the way the numbers look at it. And so, yeah, if Mac goes out and he's amazing, 320 yards, three touchdowns, come from behind, fourth quarter victory, in 10 days, if Brock is healthy, Brock plays.
Can you actually put a little definition on that? I'd love to hear it. The analytics that say that Brock Purdy is where on the list and Mac Jones is where on the list?
Well, the metric I've been looking at lately is EPA, which is expected points added, where every play is given a value. So second and eight from the 50-yard line, there is a standard for what that play normally would be. And if you do better than that, it's a positive EPA. If you do worse than that, it's a negative EPA. Every play, every down and distance is graded based on history.
Okay.
So looking at that metric, Brock Purdy is among five or six guys who have a better than expected completion percentage and a better than standard added point value in what he does. It's he, Josh Allen, Daniel Jones, Drake May, and Jordan Love.
Wow.
Those are the quarterbacks who are above.
Those are the top five?
Yes. And then you get into Lamar Jackson, Sam Darnold, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff. They're also up in that upper quadrant.
Where's Big Mac?
Big Mac is slightly below in completion percentage expected and dead flat in the middle on expected points added. And like quarterbacks like Joe Flacco, who is absolutely abysmal, and now he's been benched. Cam Ward, he's at the absolute bottom. Jake Browning is near the bottom. So these quarterbacks, you could close your eyes and you would understand who would be where, but Mac Jones is right in the middle alongside C.J. Stroud and Justin Fields, and Brock Purdy's up there with the guys who are having great years.
We're on a real small sample size, but
for both.
Yeah, but
Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising. It's really not, especially because, I mean, God, they're in second and nine, third and eight so much that in many ways that's kind of what the 49ers offense needs to do to function. And both of them have done a solid job at it. I feel like when I'm watching the two offenses, and again, small sample size, Brock has made bigger mistakes, but the offense feels like it's in a better flow and is more dynamic when Brock is out there versus Mac. That's been my sort of assessment so far, just by feeling the game as you watch it.
And it's tough to really rate either one because you haven't had George Kittle really at all. Yep. And, you know, you've been relying on guys who you normally wouldn't rely on. Both of them have had to do that. And now you go up against a defense that is really good. Seattle's defense is good. And Jacksonville's defense is good. This defense is a little bit better even than those two.
We are sponsored by Moderna. We're live in the Laughing Monk studios. Laughing Monk is righteously brewed in San Francisco. What if we did this, okay? Cam Inman's going to join us in a little bit over a half hour. We'd love to fill this up with phone calls right now. 888-957-9570. And I already spilled the beans for sure on my answer to this. But what do you see as the biggest problem with the 49er offense right now? Let's talk offense. The offense is largely the side of the ball where I think people are biting their nails tonight, for sure. The quarterback is out, the tight end is out, the one receiver is out, the other wide receiver is out, and the other wide receiver is out too. Okay, so when you look at the 49er offense so far this year, the biggest problem is blank. Fill that in. And let's have a conversation over the next half hour. I know what my answer is. I'll reboot that. I'd love to hear what yours is, Dibs. We'd love to hear what your answer is. The biggest problem with the 49er offense so far this year is blank. 888-957-9570. We will take your calls right now on Willard and Dibs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a fantastic question. It really is. First time I've been asked it this way.
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Well, that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
I do like Chris Broussard's that's a great question laugh.
And
it's
I like
nice.
The sound of his voice, the way, that's a great question. Just his tone is awesome.
Chris is the best. We're going to take your calls in just a second. The biggest problem with the 49ers offense so far this year is fill in blank. Sure, the run game. Like, I have a lot of focus on the quarterback. And we're used to it, right? I mean, that's just the way we're going to do it here in San Francisco. Quarterback, 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 quarterback. Yeah, run game. Run the ball. Run the ball, and everything's going to be okay. Plus, if you listen to Dibs' pick, everything is going to be okay.
Yeah.
450.
Okay.
In exactly 90 minutes. Dibs will reveal the pick. It is Rams minus 98.5 at this hour.
Yeah. And the pick is in.
Is it?
The pick is finally in.
What if the number moves again?
Well, there is a point.
Is there a number?
It's funny because Mark Grandy and I, we were chatting before the crossover, and he said, is there a number where it would get to where you might blush or blink? And I said, yeah, if it gets to 98.5, which you just said it. Yeah, it's already
98.5.
Yeah. Now the pick may not be in.
It's actually just 8.5.
Okay.
8.5 is the number.
It's 9 or 8.5.
8.5 is okay. Where FanDuel has it right now. 8.5.
Yeah, the pick is in.
Okay.
The pick is in.
Okay. All right.
8.5 is, that's a big number now.
You've picked against the Niners 2 weeks in a row.
And?
And you have been correct.
2 weeks in a row.
Actually, I believe you are 4-0 in Niner games this
4-0.
Year.
4-0. Yeah, what's really funny.
Y'all hear that? He's 4-0.
I'm 16-3, and I can pretty much remember all three games I lost.
I bet you can.
I'm going to test you. Lay them out for me.
Buffalo was favored by 12.5 against Miami.
Yep, 11.5. Yeah.
Thank you. They didn't cover that one. I lost one this last week. Which I did.
Yeah, you did.
Thursday I got. Thursday was a...
You did lose one of the ones last week.
Must have been the Sunday night game.
Yeah. Hello?
What game was it?
Do you remember who it was? You have to get the teams right, Dibs.
Well...
Come on.
Yeah, come on, people.
Come on.
It was a reunion.
Yeah, it's a huge, like, big, sexy franchises playing each other.
Big game, big game.
Big game, big game.
I don't remember.
Oh, come on.
Did I take Bart today or did I drive?
I'll give you one word and you'll get it.
I don't remember.
Micah.
Oh, yeah. It was that, oh, no. It was the 40-40 game.
Yeah,
I turned that thing off.
It was like Jay-Z, dude. It was a 40-40 club.
Boring. Yeah. That game was a snooze fest.
Sure. All right. That was two.
Yeah, and I lost one earlier.
Yeah, exactly. It was one of the ones.
Yeah, it was one of the stupid games. Whatever.
Week two, the first of the doubleheader on Monday night. You picked Houston -2.5 at home versus Tampa, and Baker ripped it away from me at the last second.
Last-minute drive.
I was in the car.
Yeah, like 8 seconds to go.
And it's funny because I was in the car, and I was like, oh, my God, I don't deserve this one because Houston, like,
they got the game-winning touchdown, and then the Bucs were like, no, we're going to get the game-winning touchdown.
Anyway, your boy's been hot. The pick is in.
16-3.
Yep.
450.
Dude, 16-3.
16-3.
That's
the pick.
Bananas.
Pick's coming at 450. Niners, Rams. Rams favored by 8.5, and Mac Jones is wearing a suit. A suit, y'all.
And a brace.
And a brace into this game. Okay? So, 888-957-9570. Let's hear from you. By the way, what's your answer to that? Biggest problem with the Niner offense so far this year is?
Well, it's you could say the run game.
Yeah, I'll say the run game.
You won't be wrong, but I think that it's just as easy as saying the offensive line. Because, yeah, they've been fine in pass protection, but if you can't run it, then Shanahan can't win. You can't win, Shanahan, if you don't run it. And I've done the numbers, and I won't bore you with all of the deep dives I've done, but historically, when the Niners run it 30 or more times, they're 47-7. And to run it 30 or more times, you have to be able to, I don't know, get yards. And you get the lead, you get yards, Shanahan wins. When you trail you throw it, Shanahan loses.
Well, except for not the case. Both of the games they won, they had the ball losing with a couple minutes to go, and they won them both. 888-957-9570. We're about to go to the phones. There's a text that just came in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line that I want to address after the calls.
Okay.
Because it's just like, I'm getting upset.
Oh, no.
It's unfair. But anyway, Robert in Emeryville. Hi, Robert. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you. It's nice to hear your guys' voices. Dibs, I hate to say I agree with you, but I do. What was the question? Yeah, I mean, you said it much better than I would repeat it.
What is the biggest problem with the 49ers offense is?
And I'm going to quote Tim Ryan, block better. They got to block better.
Yeah.
I'm old, so when Joe Montana didn't have protection, he didn't look so good. So it's kind of been that way with quarterbacks all along. You give them time, and they'll pick you apart.
Yeah. Robert, thanks. Yeah, now here's the other thing, though, and you talked about this. Their pass blocking has been better than their run blocking. However, for me, it's a little too simple to just say block better or the offensive line. Again, the whole thing is a concert. It always is. Everybody's got a role. I'm not saying Christian is playing poorly, but this goes across the board. I don't think it's just turnkey, block better, they run better. I think it's a very, very big piece of it. But, you know, Christian is also, he's had the dropsies this year. I know most of that's in the pass game, but he's fumbled. They've got to do better too. The running game's got to do better. And by the way, it is easier to block in the run game when your passing game is moving the ball down the field because they're going to have to respect it more.
Yeah, and you mentioned this before about predictability versus unpredictability, and Greg Cosell yesterday talked about where you get into second and long and third and long and third and medium. Well, now you become a predictable offense. And the key for Shanahan has always been to throw it to set up the run, run it to set up the throw. And if you're sitting at second and nine or third and eight, well, now you're going to have a hard time running it. And you actually said this earlier in the show where one of their biggest runs last week was it was third and seven. And they ran it, and they got 11 yards. And that unpredictability is what has helped them at times. But it never used to be where you needed that to be the way you were able to run it effectively. You could run it effectively, and then you could do that because you were running it effectively. And right now, I could bore you to tears with all the Christian McCaffrey runs because I've logged every single one. He only has five on the year that are 10 or more yards, and none that are more than, I think, 13 is his long for the year.
That's 10-yard runs. No. 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 Run the ball. Like, what are we watching?
The Niners as a team don't have a single 20-yard rush.
Right.
Nor do they have a rushing touchdown. Only team in the league. And then we're out here screaming and yelling at whichever quarterback you want. I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They've got to run the ball. And that's going to change everything. Let's go to Larry in Hayward. Hi, Larry. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. I think it is the run game. If you really look at the numbers, they average 88 rushing yards per game. That's 28th in the league. Part of that is you got to have Kittle back in there because he's a big presence with the blocking. And also with that offensive line, they got to block better as well. So it's all around. But it is the run game.
Larry, thanks. 888-957-9570. If you want to weigh in on this, the biggest problem that you see with the 49er run game, the 49er offense so far is what? And fill in that blank. Now, the only answer that I'm seeing a lot on our text line, on YouTube, social media, the other thing that you could say is injuries. But to me, that's, first of all, that kind of plays a little soft to me. Because if you look around the league, it's happening everywhere. Are the 49ers the most excessive version of it? Probably. You know, it's a lot of big names. It's their whole receiving core. It's George Kittle, all of that stuff. But everybody is dealing with this. Everyone's dealing with this, which is why I want to spotlight this text that just came in, Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And even though I'm about to rip your text, I really appreciate you doing it.
Nice.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. It's very, very nice. 559 text in, though. Listen to the way this is worded. Shanahan's inability to keep everyone healthy. Shanahan's inability to keep everyone healthy.
Well, let me just pick through that real quick because Christian McCaffrey leads the entire league in touches, 100 touches in four games. That is reckless the way he's using McCaffrey. And, well, McCaffrey's not hurt. So, if that was going to be the case, then wouldn't McCaffrey be the one who was injured if Shanahan was the one who is not keeping his players healthy? George Kittle was just running. He was literally just running down the field.
The Shanahan problem.
And he got hurt. He got put on IR. And Nick Bosa was rushing the passer.
Rushing the passer.
And he got double teamed. And
it's
you know
Shanahan
what?
Problem.
It's a Shanahan problem. And, you know, we can go through all the injuries and, you know, if you want to put blame on Juwan Jennings' recent injury, well, that's a Brock Purdy problem because Brock kind of floated it.
Why'd he float it, Dibs? He floated it.
Kyle Shanahan.
Because Kyle Shanahan put him out there with a toe.
I mean, you went for two, Kyle. You should have gone for one, right?
There you go.
Eddie
Pinheiro's toes don't hurt.
Right. And, you know, Jake Moody's no longer hurt. So that's Kyle Shanahan.
I don't know about that.
Right. I mean,
hurt feelings.
Anyway, it's a tough one.
Look,
and I look at the biggest issue for this team, and we could talk about the O-line and the run game, and you're not wrong. They're 27th in the red zone in touchdown percentage. Christian McCaffrey has 16 carries in the red zone for 10 yards. 16 carries.
Incredible.
10 yards.
It's
now,
just incredible.
A big part of that is when you get down in the red zone, the lower red zone, which is inside the 10, as a defense, you line up and you're like, all right, we got Tonjes and Farrell. I think we're pretty good maybe going man-to-man on them if necessary.
Right.
Where's number 23? let's key on that guy.
For sure.
Make that guy beat us.
Well, and or whoever's back there. I mean, again, this is kind of where defenses are going to be at against the 49ers. Just before we leave the injury thing, I think that there's an ebb and flow to this. In other words, you come in here Monday, and you're kind of holding your breath. And I know it happens fast on a week where the Niners play on Thursday. But there's normally a flow to this, right? You come in Monday, and the coach will do a conference call, and he'll give you at least the spots where you need to look out. Ooh, Ricky Pearsall got a little instability in the knee. Okay. And then Tuesday they're off, and on Wednesday you get the boom. That's like he didn't practice. And it's a question mark, questionable concern, all that stuff. There's an ebb and flow to the injury thing. To me, once you get to Wednesday and Thursday, and this is now talking about the fans, this is the time where you stop feeling sorry for yourself. And that's what, and I'm not worried about the Niners because they're professionals and they deal with this. I was even driving around this morning, and I'm thinking about, because I've got these family members down in L.A. and they're Rams fans. They're awful people. And I don't want any text messages from them tonight. Don't text me. Don't trash talk when your team is fully healthy and my team is not.
Don't text me, bro.
But you know what? Then I got here and I'm like, well, that's soft. Now fire away, man. Fire away. We have arrived at Thursday Night Football. It is time to stop feeling sorry for ourselves because of the Niners' injuries. Lovely Christie's driving me over to the ferry earlier today, okay? We get there, and she flips open her phone, and she's, because she likes advice on, it's like the week is starting, who, she knows that we know what the practice reports are around the league.
Right.
She doesn't want to go find a Twitter feed or what, just tell me who's playing. She flips open her fantasy team, and it's like Q, Q, Q,
oh.
IR, Q, Q, IR, IR, Q, Q. And she looks at me and she goes, this isn't just the Niners. This is everybody.
Right.
Everybody's hurt. So at least.
Like an REM song.
Everybody's hurt. Sometimes.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's a nice pull.
Thank you.
Are the Niners the most hurt? Maybe you're the most hurt. I don't know. Is it in the most key spots? Is it the most future Hall of Famers? I don't know. But you all have fantasy teams, and you all know you might not have a roster this week. It's insanity. And in fact, you know what I noticed around the league for a lot of teams? It's their running back. We've got ours. But Lamar is probably not going to play. And Burrow is gone for most of the year. Carson Wentz in London, he's going against Dylan Gabriel. We've gotten a healthy dose of Mariota so far. On and on around the league, from Malik Nabers to Xavier Worthy, Tyreek Hill, holy hell. And I could go on and on and on. The Cardinals are starting someone I've never heard of at running back this weekend. He's been inactive all year.
Mm.
Okay? Everybody's hurt. Stop feeling sorry for yourselves. You got to go play the game.
Right, and everybody plays on Thursday, so everybody gets their turn.
Exactly.
You know, you get a turn to have the short week, and it just so happens that you get it now without your two wide receivers, your tight end, and your quarterback. So, yeah, go out there and do your best. And, oh, by the way, the Rams probably won't have their tight end. I don't think that Higbee's going to play. Their tackle is questionable. So it's not like the Rams are coming in fully rested and all equipped and ready to rumble. Well, there's no hard feelings. There's no feeling sorry for anybody in the NFL. It's the NFL.
Look, they're way healthier, but it doesn't matter. That's the way it goes. It's the way the cookie crumbled. We have to deal with this. But my main point in bringing that up is stop saying that Kyle Shanahan hurts people. Stop. Every single coach in the NFL hurts people if Kyle Shanahan hurts people.
Yep.
Football hurts people. And yes, we've gotten our healthy dose yet again. Is it an age thing? That's a different conversation. That's a roster construction thing. But this concept that Kyle sends out warriors to their doom is, of all the crazy things I hear people say, that's the top of the list. that Kyle hurts people.
Well, he got Trey Lance hurt.
Thank you. I knew you were going to say
Well, we
it.
Can agree to that. Like, you know, you and I can finally agree to one thing, which would be ran that poor guy.
I can't believe he ran that play.
Ran him into the ground. It's ridiculous. Ran it over and over and over.
I don't know why he even let Trey. He put the ball in the quarterback's hands.
Not to throw it.
Ball can't go in the quarterback's hands.
It'd be nice if you let the quarterback throw it.
They did. He threw it over his heads. All right, let's go to Austin in the city. Hi, Austin. Thank you for the call. What's up?
Hey, not much. Hey, I just want to say, hey, they barely gave Trey Lance a chance at throwing a ball. You know, he just, you know, running up the middle and get injured. But I called about Nick Bosa not having help and getting double teamed. You know, that can be a good reason why he got injured, too, by him not having help on the other side of the end. With that, but they got help for Brock Purdy, but they're not utilizing the. They got help for McCaffrey, but not really utilizing Robinson with the help. But just keep giving McCaffrey the ball. Let's say he go down, then what? We got all these helps around on the wide receiver field, but we look. Kittle got Doug got no help. He's injured. Like somebody need to go. Let's just say this is a rebuilding season. At the end of the day, this is the rebuilding season, and it's time to say goodbye to some of these stars.
All right.
While we can. Trade McCaffrey, trade somebody while we can.
Yeah, Austin, thanks so much. Could not disagree more. Appreciate your opinion, and thank you very much for calling. The 49ers, I'm not sure if you've picked up your standing sheet lately. They're 3-1. They're in first place in the NFC West.
Right. It's not a rebuild. I do think that he has a point about Brian Robinson Jr., and I've said it a bunch of times, and I'm looking at the number right now, and through four games, he's played 50 snaps.
That wasn't his point. I agree
with
your point.
That's something that he mentioned, though.
He said trade Christian McCaffrey.
Well, and you're not going to trade
utilize Brian Robinson more. He said start Brian Robinson and get rid of Christian McCaffrey. That was his point.
And it's not a rebuild yet. It might get to that point. If Brock Purdy can't play for a while and you lose a bunch of games, you're not going to get into full rebuild mode yet.
I mean, the 3-1.
What you talked about, like, add a pass rusher at the deadline, which is in November, you might go through October and not win a game, and so that conversation may not be one that they actually even have.
That changes.
That would surprise
me if they went 0 for October.
I'd be also very surprised.
That would surprise me.
Right now, you just have the one game tonight, and it is a tough one. You're probably the biggest underdog you've been in a long time
in this one.
Last year when you were, you know, folding up the tent a little bit.
Tonight is not... look... Sorry for those who are trying to build something up here. Tonight is not a make or break of anything type of game. It just isn't. We talked about this yesterday. The worst case scenario when we go to bed tonight is that the 49ers are 3-2 and they've got a week and a half off and at least the possibility that Brock Purdy, George Kittle, Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall all play the next time they suit up. By the way, you know who they play in a week and a half?
A team that's really hurt.
Totally banged up.
Yep.
Bucky Irving, walking boot. Mike Evans, hamstring. Like, Baker Mayfield is questionable again this week. So, we are so far from giving up on anything right now with regard to the Niners. Let's go to Mike in Walnut Creek. Hi, Mike. Thank you for the call.
What's going on, boys? Good afternoon. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
Hey, I appreciate the hearing about all the injuries, and I'm going to tell you why here in a second. But I think the main difference is everyone is hurt on our team. You guys keep naming two or three main guys from other teams. Understandable. It's not like seven or eight, though. All of our main guys. We have one starter starting tonight on offense. Right. Okay.
That's not true, Mike.
He means of the skill guys.
Okay. Yeah. Christian is starting. Juszczyk is starting. Four of the five offensive linemen are starting. So, but anyway, go ahead.
All right. Here's why. And here's why Kyle's never going to win a big one. And here's why, you know, when we got to a really good start this year, things started to go bad. Kyle's daddy stole his football soul to the devil to get himself a Super Bowl at the expense of all of his other family members. And so Kyle is unfortunately, and all the football fans now, the 49er fans, having to deal with it.
So should we do like a seance or a magic eight ball? How do we fix this, Mike?
Man, it's like, I don't know, man. You know, I think we all need to have a real conversation. You know, how we fix it is, unfortunately, we got to get rid of Kyle.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know you could do that.
Mike actually wants to sacrifice someone.
I didn't know you could sell the soul of your children,
of your family members,
for accolades, because I now have three and you've got three. And I mean, I got three souls that I apparently can sell for higher heights.
Yeah.
All right.
I have a garage sale this weekend. See
maybe
what
I
happens.
Need to call Mike Shanahan and figure out how he went about doing that. Like, I mean, who do you talk to sell the soul of an offspring?
I don't know, but I do know that we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. A lot of you want to talk about these injuries. Let's do it. 888-957-957 is the number. Stay right where you are there. Plus, about 10 minutes away, Cam Inman covers the Niners as well as anyone, and he's down there in L.A. getting ready for this game tonight. We'll get his perspective on everything. And the pick is 1 hour and 9 minutes away.
Mm.
The pick. And Tim Roy joins us later as well to set up the Warriors season. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs.
What do you think is going to happen in this game, Sting?
That's a great, I think it's going to be a really tight game.
On 95.7 The Game.
You ever have a take during commercial break and you just wish you could bring it to the air?
Sure. Oh. All the time. Sometimes you and I get into stuff during the commercial break and it's like,
oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't.
Maybe on Monday.
You could bring this.
No.
I might go viral.
I can't.
Granny's kind of giving it away
maybe
right now.
Maybe on Monday, maybe on Tuesday, maybe.
Hey.
Only
lay
under
off.
A certain scenario that's got to play out perfectly.
Okay.
So, Willard Dibbs, can you lay out for a second?
I would like to, but not yet.
Sports, man.
Sports, man.
Ton of fun, isn't it?
It's so fun.
I got the Giants going.
Yeah.
82-75.
I'll just say this. apropos of nothing, I am kind of glad that I decided to be in the fantasy league this year, even though it will end the way it always does with heartbreak.
You're going to change this tune in 2 weeks for sure.
Well,
you always
talk
get
to me
mad
on Monday.
At something. Yeah.
Well, and I can already tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to lose to Grandy 113.1 to 112.9 on some fluky BS. And
that's life. Everybody gets a fluky loss or two a year.
It's different, though, when it's Grandy. Mr. I win everything.
He does.
I'm starting Kendrick Bourne tonight, Dibs.
That's a good start. That's a good start. It's a good start tonight in a
PPD.
You
get points for drops? PPD? Is it a PPD league, Lucas? Point per drop?
That was a funny question.
Thank you.
You're having a good week.
Appreciate it. I got some laughs yesterday.
I wanted to tell everybody to go to the Instagram feed, either my Instagram feed or 95.7 The Game's Instagram feed, when they sent out when the Jonathan Kuminga news broke. And I couldn't even get through it, and I've watched it again five times, and it makes me laugh my ass off every time the breaking news sounder hits, and I go, Jonathan Kuminga signed a contract. And Dibs goes, what? With who? And it's for whatever reason, it just hits my funny bone.
Wow.
Yeah. You're having a good week.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we're going to call Cam Inman in just a sec, but let's go to Pete in Rhode Island. I don't know how many times we've gotten a Rhode Island call so far this year. Hi, Pete. What are you doing?
Actually, I'm here in California, guys, and I'd like to compliment you on your show. I love it.
Well, thank you.
You guys are the best.
Well, appreciate it.
I'm coming here from a state that I love, and I've also love California. It's a beautiful place to live. I just wanted to say a couple things about the 49ers, and now you mentioned Kuminga, another thing. I was fortunate enough to grow up with Brady and Belichick, but one thing I did notice with the 49ers is, you know, you got to look at what you got. I mean, they're running McCaffrey, and he just doesn't have that quickness anymore. I mean, I saw it with a lot of players. Belichick would always run these cross routes with Gronk and a couple other guys, and they utilized the players for what they could do. So if McCaffrey doesn't have that quick step, get him on the run. Get him on a slam pattern. Put a couple guys on the same side. Then have I'm sorry, I'm bad with names. I'm an old man. Pearsall?
Yeah, Pearsall.
He's fantastic.
Yeah,
he's fantastic. I mean, I train every day. I'm 71. I train out with a lot of professional athletes. These guys are thoroughbreds. There's a thin line between good and great. And a lot of it has to do with the way you're at, who your coach is. There's so many things into that formula. But with the 49ers right now, it's the uncertainty scares me. And I'm a Patriots fan. I disavowed Brady when he went to Tampa. And then he had the facial surgery. That really upset me. Because I don't know. I'm an old person. But anyway, I love the 49ers. I'm not a Shanahan fan, I'll be honest with you. I think he just doesn't utilize the players. I've never seen a team that I root for get so injured. I will admit that.
Yeah, Pete, we got to run, but thank you very much for the call. I will say this. I think that Kyle is doing what you're asking him to do, like get Christian on the run. I mean, they did a trick play for him last week to do that. He's caught the ball 31 times so far. I also think some people would step back and argue whether or not they think Christian McCaffrey is slowing down a little bit, and they would put it more on the offensive line. I know that's a debate that's kind of starting to rage a little bit, but I don't know. I don't know that Christian has lost a whole lot. I think he would look bursty if he had more holes.
Right. Yards per reception right now through four games, he is having a career year. Almost 10 yards per catch.
Interesting.
Yards per carry, the worst of his career. So has he lost a step? I don't think so.
Well, why don't we ask an expert?
Let's
how about
do
that?
It.
We'll get back to the calls in just a second. But right now, to the River Islands guest line and live on the scene at SoFi in L.A., getting ready for Thursday Night Football from the Bay Area News Group. It's our good friend Cam Inman. Hello, Cam. How you doing?
I'm looking at the Hollywood Hills, and I'm thinking I need to, give fantasy advice because people want to know whether they need to bench McCaffrey if he's so bad, right? Start him.
Yeah.
He's going to get 100 targets tonight.
Exactly.
And he may run the ball for 2 yards, but whatever.
Whatever.
He's going to get you enough points.
There you go.
Come on.
I know all three of us have lost a step, but what's your eye tell you, Cam? How's Christian?
I ran on the beach today. How do you know I lost a step?
Well,
now, Christian looks Well, he hasn't broken it, so how do we know that he's lost a step? Let's see if he can break away, and then you determine his speed. I think he there haven't been many lanes for him, and he's not like the Frank Gore. He's going to burrow his way through a tiny sliver in between the tackles. They just don't seem like they haven't opened things up quite well for him. I think there's only been like one or two plays where you could, from my press box point of view, where you can see a lane. And like, obviously he sees things way better than I do because he's ground level, but I don't think that's their issue, guys, right now. He's honestly the only reliable guy on offense, and he's not running the ball, but that's a whole team issue than just a Christian McCaffrey issue.
And you look at the overall team issue running it, how much of that is being hampered by the fact that they can't throw it? And so defenses are able to crowd the line of scrimmage and make the 49ers really one-dimensional.
Well, I think what we need to actually look at is the fact that George Kittle's been essentially out for the last four games. They only played the first quarter. And everybody knows how important George is and loves run blocking. They know how he is as a receiver, getting in the open field and running through guys. The tight ends they have done okay catching the ball, but they're not like getting a lot of yards after the catch, although Jake Tongas did for their last touchdown last game. But it's like you miss Kittle's presence on the field, and he fires up everybody. The fact that they have a healthy Trent Williams, I guess he's still healthy. Remember, a couple of games ago, he was iffy whether he was going to play in New Orleans. And McCaffrey, then their offense should be doing better. But they don't have IU. They're not going to have Pearsall tonight. They're not going to have Juwan Jennings tonight. Not going to have Purdy tonight. What they're going to need is they're going to need that defense to somehow rattle Matthew Stafford and get some interceptions.
Cam Inman is with us at SoFi in LA as we get ready for Niners and Rams. Hey, can we talk a little bit more about George Kittle? I'm kind of nervous with the lack of discussion that I've heard with regard to how he's doing coming back. He's eligible the next time they play. Are we expecting him to play in a week and a half?
It's a good question that we don't know the answer to, because usually the week before a guy comes back, they would practice the week prior. And this week they didn't practice because it's a short week. They had a walkthrough practice two nights ago in Levi's that we got to watch for about 3 minutes. But George has been around, and I think that's a positive sign. And, you know, I don't know how the hamstring is. I don't get a sense that it's a serious major, he ain't coming back for another month or two deal. So that really is the mystery. And you know what? I think the other mystery was Ayuk, because Ayuk is eligible to come back. And everybody's like, oh, he's not going to come back right away because that was a serious knee injury. But he's been like jonesing to get out there. We've seen him running with the wide receivers basically the last month and a half, 2 months, but they're not giving him a timetable. So they are slow rolling him. And so I wouldn't be surprised if like they like slow roll Kittle for another week, because he's got to get a weekend of practice, but maybe not, because George is in his ninth year. He knows his body. He's in good shape. He was great shape all throughout camp. And then a hamstring took him out of the first quarter. So I think that really is a big issue offensively, though, with him not being there.
While we're in the blue tent, Cam, do we know the severity of the Pearsall and the Jennings injuries?
The thing with Pearsall that has got to worry all of us is he used the word instability after the game on Sunday.
Yep.
And that is a red flag word. But, you know, I saw him walking around the locker room on Tuesday, so it's not like he's in a brace or immobilized. So that's a positive. So he bounced. It was the other knee too. The previous week, he hurt his knee, landed hard on it. So my guess is like he's just working through it, the sprain, and this is, you know, playing on AstroTurf here at synthetic turf and SoFi. It's not the great surface when you have a leg injury, and Jennings has an ankle injury dating back to New Orleans, and he hurt his ribs with the mariachi crunch on the 2-point conversion last week. So it's not Jennings is barely practice with this team and barely play. So, you know, that all factors into the offense. That's why it's going to be weird how they play tonight, because if McCaffrey's just, you know, getting double teamed, everybody's just watching him, then somebody's going to have to step up to help the offense go.
Cam, with the second week of practice now under his belt, does the snap count go up for DeMarcus Robinson, and does he sort of act as the one tonight?
I think he has to. He came into SoFi Stadium wearing a very, I almost say like a gold glittery suit. So I think he knows he's in Hollywood in the spotlight.
Let's go.
He, hey, man, the guy looked really good through camp. He did look like a starting caliber wide receiver, probably because he and Pearsall were the only ones that were out there in camp. But, you know, they limited his snaps in Sunday's game because it was his first game back. So I think that was kind of smart, so you didn't overdo it. So you could play him a lot in this game, go to him a lot, and they're going to have to without Pearsall. It's such a thin wide receiver core. It's really alarming. So that's why you're going to look at McCaffrey, you're going to look at the tight ends, you're going to look at DeMarcus Robinson and hope that Mac Jones has some magic in him.
Speaking of Robinsons and limited snap counts, Brian Robinson Jr., 10 snaps last week. He's only played 50 snaps on offense the whole season. What do you think the story is, Cam, as to why he doesn't get more opportunity?
I think it's more of a reflection of Christian McCaffrey than Brian Robinson. They historically can't get McCaffrey off the field, and that's what it is. And I don't think Brian Robinson's looked great. I don't think he deserves like a ton more opportunities. He's essentially, and you know, when they traded for him, everybody's like, "Oh, it's going to be a two-headed monster." No chance in heck. This is McCaffrey's offense, and Robinson's there to spell him when needed, and if he needs a breather, and if he gets hurt because he has the experience. Now, honestly, tonight I would have loved for them like to throw a surprise element and throw Jordan James out there, the rookie from Oregon, because he hurt his hand in camp. But he's a different type runner. Obviously, they don't like Isaac Arendo much because he doesn't get any snaps on offense anymore and barely does anything well on kick returns. But it's like I said, it's McCaffrey's offense. It's not Brian Robinson's.
Hey, Cam, when you look at this, I just want, you know, come on, let's just talk as adults here. What kind of chance do you give him?
A chance to win?
Yeah. That's an NFL team, isn't it?
If they do win, this would be, you know, further validation that Kyle Shanahan has some kind of hex over Sean McVay in games where they're big underdogs, like back in the day. I think that's what you got to go for, is that these coaches are going to out-scheme the Rams and somehow pull it off and have the ball bounce their way. You know, I mean, that's why there's gambling exists. This isn't all automatic and robotic, but I will tell you this, like coming down here, I had this creepy feeling that, remember last year when they didn't have Purdy in Green Bay and then they go to Buffalo, these back-to-back road games, and you just knew they were going to lose those games.
Yep.
I have that same feeling going into this, but the only thing that's like the hesitation is Shanahan knows what it's like to face the Rams. He's had a lot of success against the Rams. They got swept last year by them. They lost a meaningless game at the end of the 2023 season, but it is a rivalry game, and there are a lot of Niner fans here. They're all piling in. The Sea of Red will be here again, even though guys are selling their tickets because the junior varsity is going to be on the field. But you still got Trent Williams, McCaffrey, Fred Warner. I posted on Twitter, Fred came wearing his brother Troy's USFL Memphis Showboats yellow jersey, and Richard Sherman was in the outside the 49er locker room because he's here for Amazon Prime's crew. And Sherm loved the shirt, said, nice tribute for the brother. So Fred's going to try to show out. D'Amato Lenore, he's a Los Angeles guy. He'll try to show out. McCaffrey, his offseason home's 15 minutes from here up in the Hollywood Hills. So I think there's a lot of pride that the guys that are going to be in uniform are going to try to pull off an upset. And, you know, that's the beauty of sports is, if the Niners escape here with a win, they're 4-1 and 3-0 in the division.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.